Hi, I'm Cliff Sarin, Managing Editor for Technology at Computer Weekly. Today I'm speaking with Anthony Edhead, Storage Editor at Computer Weekly, about the three things you need to know about storage for virtualization. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Cliff.
Anthony, server and desktop virtualization are top of many people's to-do lists right now. But what key things do they need to know about storage for their new virtual environments?
Well, Cliff, the first thing is that you need shared storage, a storage array, SAN or NAS, and in some ways that will make things simpler than storage directly attached to every server. Apart from the fact that directly attached storage is wasteful, shared storage is required to take advantage of the features of server virtualization, such as the ability to easily migrate virtual machines and reassign the storage between them. It means you're not bound by siloed and relatively low-capacity drives and can take advantage of easier-to-manage methods of increasing scale, adding performance, and providing resiliency. Having said that, you will face a number of choices. The first is whether that shared storage should be block or file access. There's no overall advantage to either. At a basic level, file access, i.e. NAS, is less costly and simpler to implement. It sits on the LAN and needs no special skills. Block access, i.e. SAN, with iSCSI connectivity, which can also operate on the existing LAN, may require greater networking knowledge than a smaller organisation has in-house. And fibre channel definitely requires specific in-depth skills. Beyond that, NAS's NFS and SIFS file systems are easier to mount and configure than iSCSI or Fibre Channel, but they lack the advanced features such as traffic queuing, priority and resource management that the block protocols have. NAS vendors have, however, introduced support for cloning features such as VMware's linked clones and support for data deduplication, both of which reduce capacity requirements and make NAS a good contender for file storage in virtual environments. SAN block-level storage has key advantages in terms of performance, not least because you'll be mapping storage directly to virtual machines in what VMware calls raw device mapping. Other vendors have their versions too, and this allows advanced features like clustering between virtual and physical servers.
Excellent. Thanks, Anthony. What's the next thing to be aware of?
Well, Cliff, it's that with virtualization, storage performance becomes much more critical than before. That's because, where before, each server, probably with one application on it, had access to one set of onboard storage media, now numerous virtual servers or desktops are attempting to access the drives on your shared storage. And because there are multiple servers all operating at once with differing workload profiles, the resulting I/O and throughput requirements are irregular and random, especially in VDI environments, which experience so-called boot storms when users all log on at the start of shifts. So to optimize performance on shared storage, you're going to need to look at techniques such as wide striping and data tiering. Wide striping pulls many RAID groups on a SAN into one pool and stripes data across multiple drives so that blocks are being accessed by many read heads simultaneously and cutting read times. Data tiering sees the placement of data on drives of different performance levels according to how frequently used it is. Automated data tiering is available on many SAN products and some NAS devices. The key bottleneck for storage in any virtualized environment is read speed, so here we've seen solid-state drives enter the fray to alleviate the problem. You can add them into standard drive bays on a storage array or by dedicated all-flash arrays. Also, lately, we're seeing interesting new array products come onto the market that target virtualized environments and that combine fast flash storage with cheaper spinning disk and using algorithms that reduce data to boost capacity via data deduplication or similar techniques. And these are products that come from the likes of Nutanix, Tintree, Tegile, etc. You'll also need to pay special attention to capacity planning. Virtual machines can spawn at an incredible rate and you don't want to be caught with your pants down capacity-wise. So you need to be analysing, profiling and predicting the storage needs of your virtual servers, and there are a number of tools available to do that.
And what's the third thing, Anthony?
The third key thing to know is that storage is no longer something you manage separately from servers. Now, virtual server environments allow a number of management functions to be carried out from the heart of it. VMware's hypervisor, for example, can use APIs that link the virtual screen environment to the storage array. And this offers the ability to manage storage performance from the hypervisor and discover, monitor, and manage storage in the most appropriate way for your virtual machines. There are also plugins available from most of the storage array vendors that allow admins to create LUNs and clone and snapshot virtual machines from the array. So in summary, the three key things you need to know about storage for virtualization are that you'll need shared storage, storage performance is critical, and that storage can now also be managed from the hypervisor.
Thanks, Anthony. That's the end of the podcast. For more news and analysis of storage and virtualization, check out computerweekly.com.